Hello, Dave.
Hey, hello.
Good morning. How can I help you, buddy?
I've got a question on removing hot air from your
from the radio?
Yeah.
It means get me off the air.
Yeah, I get that. Got to get that hot air off the air.
Okay, all right. No, go ahead.
No, what I've got is a ranch-style house, around maybe 3,500 square foot, attic up in there, the whole home. And I put a roof fan on it when I bought the house a couple years ago. And I found out I wasn't getting the ventilation, like there wasn't enough soft vents. So I installed some more soft vents last year. And I woke up this morning, 80 degrees in the house. I'm just trying to figure out how I can get more of that hot air out of the attic to keep the whole house, because pretty soon I'm going to be putting the AC on, and I don't want to be heating that, you know,
right,
hot
sure.
air.
Absolutely. The cooler your attic is, the less your air conditioner has to work.
Yes.
Number one, first of all, it sounds to me like you still might not have enough soffit vents and enough air is getting in through there.
Okay.
So you need to, and remember, you're only going to cool that attic this morning to as low as whatever the outside air temperature is.
Correct.
I'm also a huge fan, and a lot of people don't like them because they don't like the way they look, of just the traditional old-fashioned turbine vents. You know, that those like whirly bird things?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
They work very well. They just the slightest breeze, you know, because as those things spin, they vacuum air out of the attic.
Mm-hmm.
And they do it for free, whereas the powered attic ventilators, you have to spend money to make those things work.
Yeah, like I said, this one's running off house current, and it's,
yeah,
you know.
So I would, here's the key. You can't have enough soffit ventilation.
Okay.
I mean, I know it sounds crazy and you would never want to do this, but if you completely removed all of your soffit, all the wood there,
yeah,
and you just saw the rafter tails,
yeah,
and there was actually a space where the air was getting over the insulation, over the outside walls,
mm-hmm,
that's the best.
Yeah.
But no one wants to do that because all kinds of wasps and birds and raccoons will get up into your attic.
Correct.
Okay, so you want to get as much space in those soffits open as possible, but put whatever you need to put over it to make sure that insects and animals can't get up in your attic.
Right, that's what I did last year.
Okay.
I cut, just like you said, I cut that old soffit out, put some of that vented soffit in.
Okay.
And I mean, I removed, I don't know, I bet a 30-40 foot section and just cut it and roto-zipped it and just made sure the insulation, and that's before that there was like nothing, and I was really surprised that this home, you know, had no ventilation up there.
All right. Well, it sounds like you're doing everything right. Put a couple of those whirly birds in. Get the ones made by Lomanco, Lomanco.
Okay.
And they're available here locally at a wholesale roofing company called Roofing Distributing up in Oakley.
Okay, yeah.
Great. They're great, great turbine vents.
I'll do that and get some more soffit.
Yeah,
thing breathing real good.
That's right. That's exactly the trick.
Okay, I really appreciate
it. Dave, okay. Good
Thank
luck,
you.
Buddy. All right. Thanks so much.